There's actually even more groups that we'll add when we update this resource next week. But yes, at least 9 are supporting Stapleton and a handful are supporting Democrat Jared Polis. What this speaks to is twofold. So one, the stakes in the race. Yeah, there's national interest, but a lot of this money is coming from big donors in Colorado or corporations with big footprints in Colorado. And the business community has some concerns with Polis as governor. In addition to the stakes, second, it's a sign of how expensive this race is going to get. This outside money is typically used for negative ads and door-to-door canvassing. So voters across the state, including the Western Slope, are going to see this group's words in action, whether it's on their TV or even at their doorstep.
And let's stay with the governor's race. Much like President Trump, neither candidate for governor, Jared Polis or Walker Stapleton, will release their personal tax returns. Basically, everyone knows that they're rich. Why are they afraid to show how rich they actually are?
That's a good question. For Polis, we roughly know how rich he is. The Center for Responsive Politics estimated his net worth in 2015 at $314 million. For Stapleton, we don't have a good figure. But the importance of seeing the candidate's tax returns is far more than just the candidate's wealth. It's how they got that wealthy, what conflicts of interest with investments that may exist, and whether they pay the same tax rate that the rest of us pay, or whether, like Trump, as we saw in the 2016 campaign, they use other methods to avoid paying taxes. As we've seen in prior elections, these are questions voters wanted answered, so we're going to keep pushing to get those this election as well.
And we'll step back and take a larger look at the Western Slope in a story that you had on the website recently. Nancy Lofholm wrote a story about the homeless population in Durango. It is representative of a larger problem on the Western Slope where homeless populations are going up in tourist towns. Paonia and Durango both recently were requested by the ACLU to remove panhandling ordinances from their city codes. I just wondered if you could talk about this problem and why it's getting worse.
The story Nancy wrote really showcases a problem that's statewide. And too often you just hear about homelessness in Denver or Colorado Springs. But what she did so beautifully was bring the story home on the Western Slope. And it was based in Durango, in fact. What she found is rising cost of living, particularly home prices in mountain towns, is really contributing to this problem of people not being able to afford a place to live. It affects, as she pointed out, an entire town's image, particularly those that rely on tourists, and negatively, in fact. And what Nancy's reporting showed is that there are no real good answers to addressing this. There are some answers, and she cites some of the programs that other big cities use, but the problem is that some of these mountain towns just can't afford those kind of interventions. And so what she found in Durango is that the homeless population just kept being moved from place to place. And this is something that's also been seen in Telluride and many other places across the Western Slope. It's an issue that deserves a lot more attention. So I'm glad Nancy was able to shine a big light on it. We launched that story on ColoradoSun.com on our opening day because we thought it was a really important one.
John Frank from the Colorado Sun. Hey, thanks so much.
My pleasure.